This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A poll of global attitudes regarding Russia's war on Ukraine suggests the West has regained its unity and sense of purpose following the invasion. The survey conducted across 15 countries in December and January shows markedly different attitudes in non-Western nations, as Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
Most Western leaders have rallied behind Ukraine in the face of Russia's invasion, and they have warned of the threat posed by Moscow. The poll by the European Council on Foreign Relations suggests citizens in these countries largely agree. The same poll conducted in China, India and Turkey gave very different answers. In these countries, majorities favoured a quick end to the war, even if Ukraine has to concede territory. Susie Dennison is a co-author of the report.
You have strong majorities that say Russia is either an ally or a necessary partner. They see a world of multipolarity in which they are going to have to form pragmatic, relatively interest-based alliances.
Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Friday every enemy position destroyed is a life saved, as Russian missile strikes and shelling killed at least 7 civilians in northern and eastern Ukraine.
За такі удари, як по Костянтинівці сьогодні,
in his nightly video address, Zelensky said the enemy must know Ukraine will not forgive such abuse of our people. We won't forgive these deaths and injuries. The National Police of Ukraine released images of rescuers searching for people under the rubble after a Russian missile strike on a humanitarian support center in the eastern town of Kostyantynivka killed 5 people. This according to local emergency services. This is VOA News. The United Nations' first meeting on water in nearly half a century ended on Friday with hopes it would spur political momentum and fears that too little is being done to help tackle chronic water stress globally. Dutch Special Envoy to the United Nations, Henk Ovink.
Water is connected to everything. It is life, Ban Ki-moon used to say. It's there for our health, our biodiversity, our economy, our climate. But currently, water security is out of reach.
Nearly 700 alliances, including state and local governments, nonprofit groups, and some companies made voluntary commitments before and during this week's conference in New York. A Tennessee commission has voted to strip away police powers from 4 of the 5 officers fired and charged in the deadly beating of motorist Tyre Nichols in Memphis. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The Peace Officers Standards and Training Commission has voted to decertify 3 of the 5 officers arrested in connection with the fatal beating of Tyre Nichols in January. A 4th officer, Desmond Mills, voluntarily surrendered his certification. His lawyer said it's meaningless at this point and that his time was better spent defending his client, saying Mills was wrongly indicted on the second-degree murder count. The Memphis Police Department had requested the decertification of 7 former officers, including a supervisor who retired before he could be terminated. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. stocks closed higher on Friday, marking the end of a tumultuous week as Federal Reserve officers calmed investor fears over a potential liquidity crisis in the banking sector. While all 3 major U.S. stock indexes started the session sharply lower on the heels of a sell-off among European banks, those losses reversed by the time of the closing bell at the conclusion of a week marked by a Fed interest rate hike and mounting worries over the health of the banking system. All 3 indexes recorded weekly gains. Indian opposition leader Rahul Gandhi was disqualified from parliament on Friday, a day after he was found guilty and sentenced to 2 years in prison on defamation charges over remarks that alluded to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's surname. Gandhi's Congress party, which has called the judgment politically motivated, led protests in India's capital and accused Modi's government of jeopardizing democracy by trying to silence the opposition and making what it called unthinkable assaults on freedom of speech. Several opposition lawmakers held a banner saying democracy in danger. As they tried to march to the president's palace in New Delhi, they were detained by police. More at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.